We're up to the Gimelum case, the top. The old Omer of Yehuda. Yehuda also said, Shtei Chalos, Tani, that they used to put two Chalos on top of the columns in the Beis Hamikdash, and when they took one down, they knew that it was time they had to stop eating chametz, but you could still derive the pleasure from it. And you still was Mutar Banna, and when they took both of them away, you knew already it was a time that you had to start burning the chametz. So at the fourth hour, right, the end of the fourth hour, they took one away. The end of the fifth hour, they took the second one away. Tani Tana Kameda Rabbi Yehuda, Al Gavha Ichtava. So when they learned over this Mishnah in front of Rabbi Yehuda, so the person who was saying it over said Gavha Ichtava, on top of the colonnades. They used to have columns, like small columns to sit on. They were in a circle. And one circle, the Gemara says, inside the other, and there was these benches made out of, I guess it was made out of stone or wood, that the people sat on in the courtyard, not the Azor, the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, Al Gav HaItztava, they're on the benches themselves. Omer Lei V'chilat, Shnienu Tzarech, the purpose of this, of putting these loaves of Toda up, were to publicize the fact that what time it was. Right? Didn't have clocks that people could look at. So they watched to see when, as long as those two todas were up, the two lachmei toda, they could they knew they could still eat chametz. So why would they put them on top of the benches? Nobody could see them. Tani al gav ha'itztava. So they corrected him that it wasn't gav ha'itztava, but gag ha'itztava. There was a roof over these benches, right? So the benches were underneath, and on top of it, it was roofed, and they put it on top of the roof so everybody could see it. And the Rambam says that there was a roof over the entire Har HaBayis. The entire Har HaBayis had a roof on it. Rashi, Al-Gav-Ho-Itztava, Al-Hakise-Mamish. From here it seems like they put it on top of the benches. They're put there to publicize, people should see them, should know when they should stop eating chametz. Over this area of benches, there was a roof. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, right, Rabbi Chava said the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rishonim say this Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. This Rabbi Yehuda was Rav Yehuda. But they called him Rebbe over here because he happened to be the Rebbe of Rechava. Normally we don't call an Amora Rebbe, just Rav. But this was Rav Yehuda, who was mentioned over here as Rebbe Yehuda because he happened to be the Rebbe of Rechava. Har HaBayis Stiv Kofelhoye, because Rechava never saw Rabbi Yehuda Nossi. So it's not shy that he said it in the name of Rebbe Yehuda. Har HaBayis Stiv Kofelhoye. Har HaBayis was a colonnade of benches that was double. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Bryson says the same thing. Har HaBayis Stiv Kofelhoye, Rebbe Yehuda Omer Istavnis Hoysa, Nikres. It was called an Istavnis. Steve Lifni Mi Steve. It was one row of benches inside another one. A circle of benches inside another bench, circle of benches. And this is where the people sat when they came to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, Steve Kofel Hoya Ha'itztava Saviv Saviv Maketis. The columns were circular and they went around the next column and the next circular columns. With a toch also hekif odachim. Inside that one was another one, they concentric circles. Okay. Psulos. So it says that these two lachmei toda were pasul. They used pasul lachmei toda. Amai psulos. Why did they become pasul? You know, the Kohanim were always very careful. They didn't let things become pasul. Why were these two lachmi told apostle? Amar Rebbe Chanina, mitoshahayu merubos nitzolos belina. Since there was a overabundance of carbon toda that was brought, I will see, on the 13th day of Nisan, so by the night of the 14th, Bedikas Chametz night, they already didn't have people to eat them. You could even bring a carbon toda on the, let's say, the 13th in the daytime. You could eat it that day and the next night, till Chatzos. And then, in the morning of the 14th, you had to burn it. Because it's nosir. So what happened was, you couldn't bring a carbon toda during Pesach. Because it has chametz. Carbon toda has 40 breads that come with it. Four kinds of, what's it called? Four different kinds, 10 each. And one kind is chametz. The other three are matzah. So the chametz, obviously, you couldn't eat on Pesach. And therefore, they couldn't bring a carbon toda on Pesach. We'll see in one second if you could bring it Erev Pesach. But on Pesach itself, you surely couldn't bring it. So people who came, all the regel, who had a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda you bring every time we bench gomel. So anybody who had a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda, or perhaps even many carbon todas, couldn't bring it during Yontif. So they came, what's it called, before Pesach, and they brought all their carbon todas by the 13th. And most people didn't come too much earlier. So there was a tremendous abundance of carbon todas on the 13th day of Nisan, and they couldn't eat it all by the night of the 14th. So there was a lot of lachmei toda left over on the 14th day of Nisan. Okay. They already were pasul after the night passed by, and on the 14th in the morning they had tremendous amounts of lachmei toda that were pasul. The Tanya, ein medin toda b'chag ha-matzos. You can't bring a carbon toda during Pesach mitnei chometz sheba, because of the chometz. If the other 30 challahs are matzah, no problem. You had to bake them mamish kosher matzahs. But the 10 that were chometz were a problem. Pshita, that's obvious. Omer avada barava, hocha b'yudalat haskina. No, it's talking, you can't bring a carbon toda on the 14th day of Nisan, even though chometz is an usher yet, in the morning. Why not? The kesavar ein medim kachim lebeis hapsul. You can't bring a korban in a time that you would minimize the eating of that korban. So here, normally a korban toda you can eat the entire day that you bring it, plus the following night. And the rabbanim were machmir till chatzos. Really, you could eat it the whole night. And the next morning, it was no certain how to be burned. So here, you could bring the korban toda on the 14th during the day, but you can't eat it anymore after chatzos. So it's going to be usher, what's it called, and it's going to be mutter to eat only a very small portion of its time. You don't bring a carbon that you're going to bring it l'beis hapsul, that you're going to make its eating time diminished. They ask, b'chora, the matzah part also is going to be a problem, because there are patients who are not allowed to eat matzah. But the truth is that you'll be able to eat those matzahs at the Seder, at night, still the eating time. So I think the Tzlach says, the only time you can't bring a korban diminish its eating time, if you're diminishing it at the end of the eating time. You're cutting it down. But here, there'll be a portion you won't be able to eat it, but then you'll be able to eat it, what's it called, at night. So you will be able to finish it off. So therefore, it's not a problem. Another Eretz he says is that the Isser of eating matzah, Erev Pesach, is only the Rabbanah. When it comes to eating the carbon toda, right, which is matzah, that they weren't kosher. They said you could eat it. We're not making our issur d'rabban of eating matzah, Erev Pesach, to conflict with eating a carbon toda. And it could be also, he doesn't say this, but there is an opinion that the only matzah you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach is matzah that you could be yotze with at the Seder. But you can't be yotze with korban toda because it wasn't made l'shem matzah. So it could be that matzah that you can't be yotze with, you're allowed to eat anyway. So in addition, they asked, according to some, it's mamish the suk. It's not matzah's mitzvah, you're allowed to eat it. So matzah that was not made l'shem matzah's mitzvah, you could eat. So it could be that you could eat this too. Another question they ask is, why can't you eat the chametz? There's a mitzvah to eat a korban. So let the mitzvah sasei of eating the korban be tocha, the mitzvah lo sasei of eating chametz erev Pesach. On Pesach, it's a mitzvah lo sasei sheyesh bo kares. So it's not tocha. But here it's stam a mitzvah lo sasei erev Pesach. There's no kares on eating matzah erev Pesach. So you say, no, but it's also a mitzvah sasei of tashbisu. Right? So a mitzvah sasei isn't tocha an essay and a lo sasei. It's only tocha lo sasei. So therefore, the chametz part you can't eat. So therefore, you can't bring a korban todah on erev Pesach because you're bringing it l'beis hapsul. You're bringing it in a time that you're going to minimize the eating time, and because of that, it's probably going to be end up being noser, going to be end up being extra left over. The kulei alma b'shlosh asher ma'isilu. And therefore, what's happening over here is that everybody brings their korban todah on the 13th. Because they can't bring it on the 14th, right? And they can't bring it during Pesach. So everybody's bringing their korban todah on the 13th. And we tell Shein Marubos, and since there's so many korban todahs, one person can't eat 40 challahs, 30 matzah and 10 chametz. And other others, some say that's why the Torah commanded to bring so much bread, that if you bring a korban todah and thanking the Rabbanu Shel Olam for a nes that happened to you, or a salvation that happened to you, a safe trip, whatever it may be, share it with others. So inevitably you have to invite other people to eat up your lachmei todah. And that way, not only do you thank Hashem, but you publicize why you have to thank Him. We say that in every day. No delecha unesapir tilosecha. It's not only enough for me to thank the Rabbanu Shalom, I have to tell other people that they should be impressed and influenced from my having to thank Hashem. It gives them an opportunity to thank the Rabbanu Shalom. So I invite other people to enjoy my korban todah. It's like a suda soda. So memela, since there's so many, there's not going to be enough people to eat all these lachmei todah. So inevitably they had pasul lachmei todah on the 14th in the morning, that were possible because the chora, the night had passed, and the time for eating a korban todah, like we said, is yom v'layla echad, and the neila by the next day was noser. Okay, Rashi, mitoch shehei merubos lachmei todah b'shlosh asar b'nisan, since there was an abundance of korban todahs that were brought, korbanos todah, that were brought on the 13th day of Nisan, anybody who had to bring a korban todah during Pesach, in other words, they had made they were manadev, they volunteered to bring a korban todah. There's no time when you mechuyev mamish to bring it, or they did something that made them had to volunteer a korban todah, so they waited till Sholosh Regalim to bring it. People didn't travel up to the Beis HaMikdash for one korban. They waited and brought all their korbanos. And this way they weren't over Bal Ta'acher, right? Because they had to bring it by a certain time of either all three regalim had to pass by, or one regal, but during the regal they had to bring their korbanos. So anybody who had to bring a korban todah during Pesach couldn't do it. So when they came to the Beis HaMikdash for Pesach, they came a little early, and they brought it by the 13th of Nisan. Once the morning of the 14th came, these lachmei todah were possible, because the night had passed by, and their eating time was finished. Lachmei todah mem chalos, the yud mehem chametz. Lachmei todah are 40 loaves, four types, 10 loaves each, and 10 of them are chametz. Shenemar achalos lechem chametz. Ein medim kachim ubeis hapsul, ein medim korban biyom, she yismayitz man achiloso, she kavalo Torah. You don't bring a korban on a day that if you bring that korban that day, you're not going to be able to eat it the entire time that it's supposed to be eaten. Like Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, you can't bring a korban whose time is to eat it that day and the night after because you can't eat it at night, Yom Kippur. So you don't bring a korban todah on Yom Kippur either. What?
How did the chametz in the first place made it only to
the souls? No, so that's in the end time. They were afraid you'll eat it after the time. So they made a shiog to stop eating it by chatzos. But you still have plenty of time to eat it till chatzos. You're going to end up making this carbon become pasul and having left over. And the Torah says don't leave over from the carbon. If you leave over, you burn it. But the chatzili, you shouldn't leave over. And if you bring a carbon todah on the 14th day of Nisan, you're going to have to stop eating it by chatzos, because you're not allowed to eat chametz after chatzos min haTorah. The kulei amu biyud gimel ma'isilahu, call me sha'alav todah mediyah biyud gimel. Anybody who had to bring a carbon todah had to bring it on the 13th. Lefi shalo yakri then alamacher, the koshkin lepesach. Because he couldn't bring it the next day, surely not on Pesach. Nitzalos belina, she'en lohem ochtim kolkach. There weren't that many people to be able to eat up this abundance of lachmei todah. Umishum de psulos va'omdos hayu, nitanim shon. And since they were pasul anyway, they used them as a sign to when you start to stop eating chametz. De'im hayu ksheros, lo hayu nosin osam shon. If they were kosher, they wouldn't have put them up on the roof of the Ichtava as a siman, today the postlum be a dying, because they were going to wait till the time that you couldn't eat them anymore, and that would be not proper. The other be a dying, shemunachar shoma zman habir v'nisrafos, because what would it be, these things were up there till the time you had to burn the chametz, and then they'd be burned. So they would take kosher lachmei todah and not eat them and burn them when they became osir, that wasn't proper. So they used postal ones, anyway, that had to be burnt. Okay. Bishum Rabbi Yanei Amru. Rabbi Yanei held Ksheiro Sayu. No, they were kosher lachmei todah. They took a warrant postal. They were kosher. The Ela Amai Koralu Psulos. Why were they called Psulos? Shlo Nishchad Aleim Azevach. What happened was, again, they brought them on the 13th, and for some reason, the carbon wasn't shechted. They brought these 40 challahs, and they never ended up shechting a carbon todah on these 40 challahs. So where it says, v'nishchot. So why didn't they shecht it? Right? Why didn't they shecht it on the 13th? Where it says, shehavet hazevach. It got lost. And again, since there was such an abundance of carbon todahs, it was reasonable that some of them got lost. That they got lost before they had a chance to shecht it. And even though they set aside these lachmei todah to be lachmei todah, they don't become kodesh manish until the carbon is shechted in conjunction with it. The shechting of the carbon makes these kodesh kedushas haguf. And then they can become pasul if you don't eat them at night or whatever, belina. But they don't become fully kodesh kedushas haguf. They become kodesh kedushas dam. Now, as I originally say, this animal is for my carbon todah, and this, what's it called, bread and matzah is for the lachmei todah. Once I say that, the bread and the matzah is kodesh kedushas dam. They have the kedusha for dedek habayis. They belong to the Beis HaMikdash, but they're not kodesh kedushas haguf. When did it become kodesh kedushas haguf? That now, if they become tameh, or they, what's it called, they go over the time of the permissible eating, you have to burn them, that's only after the carbon was shechted. So the carbon wasn't shechted, it was lost. Where it says, v'naisi zebech acher v'nishchot, right? Bring another carbon todah and shecht it for these breads. Why doesn't have to be the one that you designated? It could be another one. These breads were designated to be used with a carbon todah. So bring a different carbon todah, and you'll save. You don't have to bring another 40 breads. Use these breads that were originally meant for this carbon for a different carbon. Mar says, no, the Omer Zu todah v'zu lachma, where you specifically made these 40 breads for the sake of this carbon. Zu todah v'zu lachma. Can't bring it then for a different carbon. Okay? If you lost the lechem, you could bring other lechem to go with this carbon. But of the todah, ain't maybe todah acheris. But if you lost the toda, you can't bring a different animal to go together with the bread that you designated for the first animal. My taima, lechem glau toda. The lechem is subordinate to the toda. But the ain toda glau lechem. But the toda is not subordinate to the lechem. So once you've designated this bread for this carbon, if the carbon's lost, the bread's lost too. But if the bread is lost, the carbon's not lost, bring other bread. Mar says, "Benifrakinu v'nafkinu l'chulin." Since they haven't had the carbon shechted over them, so they're not kodesh kedushas haguf. They're only kodesh kedushas dam. So redeem them. Take money and say wherever the kedusha is in these breads should transfer to the money. And then the bread becomes chulin. And the money you give to the Beis HaMikdash. That you can do it, kedushas dam. You can transfer the kedusha, the value, right, to something else. So, Lachara, why would they just leave them possible? Right? Redeem them on something else. Why should Hedkish lose out? And when the time comes that you have to burn the chametz, you're going to burn these carbon todas. The Lachmi toda that value-wise belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Rashi. Kshero Sayu. Kalomar Afilo Lohayolohem Psug Gadol. Kalina. They weren't mamish pasul, belina, right? Shehen kvar l'shreifa, right, which had to be burned. The Kohanim didn't do that. That they, what's it called? They left over lachmi toda. They found people to eat it. Afilo hachi me'achar shehen lohem takon le'ochel. Afilo hin adayin tunos ibur tzura ya'avin l'luhasul. These breads weren't mamish pasul. Okay, because again, it's not the stabber that they mamish, let things become mamish basel. They're very careful. What happened over here was an accident. Like we said, the carbon toda ran away, and they didn't shech the animal on these lachmei toda. They weren't mamish basel. What you have to do with them normally is let them go overnight so they're not fresh. That's called ibur tzura, and then you burn them. You can't burn them right out. Lina, you burn mamish that day. But something that was pasul, that wasn't kedushas haguf, that's pasul, needs ibur tzura. So you have to wait, let it go over another night. So normally they have to let it go over another night and not burn it erev Pesach. But lemaisa, since anyway it was pasul and it was chametz and had to be burned, they burnt it. Okay. Yavirin luhasim, v'hechi dami, begon shlo nishchar aleim azeva. It's talking, the carbon ran away, and they never ended shechting the carbon toda on these breads.
This didn't happen every year.
Well, Mishtama, as we said, since there was thousands of carbonos, at least one's going to get lost. They're going to have some lachmi toda going to be possible. The yeshvan kedushas domin mishuukdashu. Once you makdish them to go together with a carbon toda, they're only kodesh for their money value. They're not kodesh kedushas haguf. The Elohim Heter, actually Yishkalem Hazeva. You can't eat them because they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And they can't, when could you eat them? When you shech the carbon toda over them, now they're edible. The Yisro Kada, you have to shech it and sprinkle the blood. That's the finishing of the carbon. The Lachme Toda in Kedoshim Kedush Saguf, Elabishitas Hazeva. To the Tanya B'menachos, Al Chalos Lechem Chomitz Yakrit Karbono, Al Zeva. Malame, when does the lechem become fully kodesh, kedushas haguf, that it becomes intrinsically kodesh, and now you're allowed to eat it? That's only after you shech the korban, and we'll see, sprinkle the blood. But until you shech it and sprinkle the blood, it's not kodesh, kedushas haguf, it's only kedushas dam. It only has value kedusha. The high kodesh, kedushas haguf, kamar. To ha-mishosh omar, harei, once you designate them to be for the sake of a korban toda, they're kedushas dam. They belong to the Beis HaMikdash, and their value is kodesh. Aval ein kedushos liposel belino v'tvul yom, but the nitmu niftim v'yotzim l'chulit. They became tamei, you don't have to burn them. You redeem them, and they become chulin, and the money becomes kodesh. Until you shecht the zebach, once you shecht the korban todah, now they're kadosh kedushas hagu. If they become tameh, you can't redeem them, you have to burn them. If they go over the time of eating, you can't redeem them, you have to burn them. Ukshem shazebach mekadsham kach bezrikas adam mitorim hein vachil. And when you shecht the animal, and then you sprinkle the blood, now you're allowed to eat them as lachmei todah. Till then, you weren't allowed to eat them either. Kibosra todah atzmo, just like the korban itself. When are you allowed to eat the korban? After it's shechted and the blood is sprinkled. The oil, the tluyim ba, since they are subordinate to the korban, harihi kamoa. They're just like the korban. When the korban becomes edible, so too these become edible. Uzrikas adam materis kotchim. When is the korban edible? When you sprinkle the blood. The dams vachecha yishafe v'hoder v'abosher tocha. Only after you sprinkle the blood are you allowed to eat the meat of the korban.
But if it got a mum, and that you're allowed to be paida?
What?
If it got a mum before, you're allowed to be paida?
If the korban got a mum before, yeah, it's like it got lost. Yes, because there was still only kedushas tamim, right? Ein meidi todah acheres, alos also lechem. You can't bring another korban todah to substitute for the one that got lost, and use it together with the lechem that you designated for that korban todah. Upodin also, what do? You redeem the bread, the yotzei lechulin, and it becomes, the bread becomes chulin, the lechem glau todah, because the lechem is subordinate to the todah. The kivin the hook for lezu, posel acheres. Since it was meant, it was designated for this carbon, you can't use it for any other animal. Avo b'dabin hikach todah, o lechem todah acheres. And with the money, you'll buy another carbon toda and other bread. They ain't told the glalechem, she yikr. The toda is the yikr, the lechem is subordinate, not the opposite way around. Mercer's been ifarkinu, the chosman shlo kitch lagufan, yeshlem pidyon. As long as they didn't have kedusha saguf, you could be told it, you could redeem it. Behold, the yeshlem takona bekach, lomon amatsidim kochen. Why do we leave them and burn them with the chametz? And the Beis Hamikdash is going to lose out. Redeem it. The money then will remain kodesh in the ownership of the Beis Hamikdash. And the bread now is chulin. And now you burn it as chulin chametz. Okay, so where it says, El ala olam shenishchad aleihem hazeva. It's talking where you did shecht the korban todah. And the mele, the lechem, was kodesh. The nishbechada, but the blood spilled. Again, since we're talking with such an abundance, mistam, every year, some of the blood got spilled. Ukeman to Rebbe. And it goes like Rebbe. To Omar Rebbe, Shnei Dvorim HaMatirin, Malin Zebelo Zeh. Here you have two things that you need to make this bread kodesh. Kodesh Hasaguf. Shchita and Zrika Sadam. What if you only have one of them? So does that affect anything? Or it affects nothing. It's only when both of them are there that you have the effect. But if one of them is there, it's like nothing. Or no, each one does part. So Rebbe holds, each one does part. Once you shechted the animal, the bread is kodesh kedusha saguf. But it's not edible yet, until you'll be zorik to that. So it's kedusha saguf. It becomes possible if it becomes tame, you have to burn it. If it goes over the time, you have to burn it. You can't redeem it. But you can't eat it till you have the second matter, the Zrika Sadam. You need both to make it fully Kodesh, but one of them makes it partially Kodesh. The Tanya, Kivsei Atzeres, Ein Mekachinus Alechem, Ela B'Shchita. Different place where you have bread together with a korban, by Shvuas. You have Shtei Alechem that come with the Kvosim of Shvuas. So the bread is designated to be for these Kvosim. But it doesn't become Kedusha Saguf till you shech the kvasim and sprinkle their blood. So, Kivsi Atzeres Ein Mekatzin Rabbi Shchita, Ketzad, Shochtan Lishman, Vizarek Donan Lishman, if you shech them, Lishem Kivsi Atzeres, and you sprinkle the blood, Lishem Kivsi Atzeres, Kiddush Alechem, then it's fully Kodesh, and you could eat it. Shochtan Shalom Lishman, but if you shech it Shalom Lishman, so it's not going to be, it's kosher, the carbon's still kosher, but it's not Ola l'shem what's it called, kibsi atzeres. So the maisha, it's like he didn't shecht it for this bread. The zorik domen shalol lishma, and you also sprinkled the blood shalol lishma, so the shrit and the shrik had nothing to do with this lechem. So then, lo kiddush alechem. Then the lechem remains only kiddushas damin, and you could redeem it. Shechtum lishma, the zorik domen shalol lishma, it is shechted at lishma. So the shrita had effect on the bread. But, Zorek Tom and Shalolishma. But when you made the Zrika Satam, you did it Shalolishma. Did it for the sake of a different carbon. You didn't have in mind for this carbon. So the Zrika didn't have any connection to this bread. So now only half of what had to be done was done. The Shrita was done, but not the Zrika. For this Lechem, then Lechem Kodesh Veiner Kodesh. Divi Rebbe. Then it's in a twilight zone. It's Kodesh, but it's not Kodesh. It's Kodesh that it becomes possible if it becomes tame or whatever, and you can't redeem it, but you can't eat it. That's what Rebbe says. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, La'olam eino kodesh alechem, atshi yishcha b'shman v'yizrtam v'shman. No, you need both things. One without the other is like nothing. That's what Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon holds. So we're here, since this lechem is possible, right, it must be, and the zebach was shechted, but you weren't zorik the dam. It must go according to Rebbe, not according to Rebbe Lezer Rav Shimon. Mara says, Afilu tem Rebbe Lezer Rav Shimon. No, it could even go according to Rebbe Lezer Rav Shimon. Hacha b'mayaskin and kumshin skabel adam b'kos the nishbach. It's talking over here where the blood was already, it didn't spill before it got into a cup. It was already in a cup. And then it spilled. And Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Shimon holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, Shavar Le'kavua, the Omer Kolomid, Lizrok Yisarek Domi, that anything that is already ready to be sprinkled is as if it was sprinkled. But it's not mamish like it was sprinkled. It's enough to be considered sprinkled that it passels, it makes the lechem kodesh to be passel. But it doesn't make them kodesh to be eaten. You need the actual sprinkling of the blood, right, to make it kodesh for what's it called for eating. But it's enough, right? Even though Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon holds that one of the matches alone doesn't make it kodesh even to become possible, you need both. But where you have potentially the second one, it's just that it wasn't actually done, that's enough to make it kodesh to become possible. And when it's actually done, then it becomes kodesh to eat too. Rashi. Once the carbon was shechted, they're kodesh, and you can't redeem them. So you can't redeem this lech metoda, so you hold it and you burn it. You still don't have to burn it, mamish. You still have to wait overnight. You have to wait Leil Seder and burn it the next morning. Because the psul over here is not a full-fledged psul. It's only a partial psul. The snan betakes tzolim, kosh psul of the gufo, yasorit miyad. If the psul is because the thing itself is possible, became tame, then you burn it right away. You don't have to wait. The dam will be bailin, but if the psul is a side psul, the dam wasn't sprinkled. Or the bailin became tame. So the thing itself doesn't have an intrinsic soul, then to Uber Tsurasa, the Yetzel of Esasreifa. Then you have to leave it overnight, and then you can burn it the next day. Because since it's not intrinsically possible, it's a desire for Kodshim to burn something that intrinsically is still Kodesh, and the psul is only a side psul, an outside psul. But over here, since anyway you're going to have to burn it because of Chametz, you can't leave it overnight. So we leave it and we burn it with the chametz, and we use it as a sign. Keman ka'omres to b'shrita l'chuda kodesh gufo shul litazot. Who holds that just with the shrita and the blood was lost, it still becomes kodesh kedushas haguf, that you can't eat it, but you can burn it, and you have to burn it. You can't redeem it, right? Shrita uzrika hein matirnes hazeva v'yesa toliba. The shrita and the zrika, two things, are matter the zevach and the lechem. So the question is, if you only have one of them, does that affect something or nothing? Rebbe holds it affects something, and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon holds it affects nothing. Malin, malin, also maila achas likodesh begufo de'afapi she'enu nitar achetavu ashnita. Even though it won't become mutter to eat till you have both, one of them already brings it one notch up, and it becomes possible to redeem. Shtei alechem shel atzeres tuyim b'shnei kibsei shlomim. They're similar to korban tolda for the two shlomim that you bring. Korban is the only korban shlomim tzibur that exists. Shlomim is usually a korban yachid. Shalmei tzibur is kibsei atzeres. The kvasim that you bring on atzeres. All other korban tzibors are either an ola or a chatas. The only shlomim that's a korban tzibur is what's called kibsei atzeres. And Zivche Shalmei Tzibur is Kodesh Kedoshim. Regular Shlomim is only Kodesh. It's Kodeshim Kalim. The only Shlomim that's Kodesh Kedoshim is Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, is Kitzei Atzeres. And they, what's it called, you see from there, that something that's the Tzibur brings it up one notch. A normal Korban Shlomim is only Kodeshim Kalim. But when it belongs to the Tzibur, it becomes Kodesh Kedoshim. So you see from there how important the Tzibur is. So the chesiv u'shnei kvasim b'nei shama v'zevach shlamim v'heinif ha'koin osam alechem ha'vikurim tznufa l'fnei Hashem. You wave the bread together with the kvasim, and then you shech the kvasim, sprinkle their blood, and then you eat the kohanim eat the kibsei, the lachmei, what's it called, shnei alechem l'fnei Hashem v'gamrin lumi lachmei toda she'en kedoshim ela b'zvichas b'zvichosa. We take a learner from Korban Toda, just like the bread of the Korban Toda doesn't become kodesh to eat until you shecht the Toda and sprinkle its blood, so too the bread of the Kivsei Atzeres don't become kodesh to eat till you shecht the kvasim and sprinkle their blood. Kodesh liposel b'yotzei v'shlo yitov. However, if you just shecht it, you didn't sprinkle the blood, it's kodesh to be posel if it went out of the Beis HaMikdash, went out of the Azara, or what's it called, you can't redeem it again. Went out of, not Azara, went out of the environs of the Beis HaMikdash. It's only Toda is only Kachim Kal. The Kitsi Atzeres or Kachim Kedoshim, if they go out of the Azara, they're possible. They ain't no Kodesh, they don't need their Bachila, but they're not fully Kodesh, because you can't eat them. The Afapi Shakfosim Asmutarim, the Kaimalon, even though the Kibsei Atzeres themselves are kosher, you can eat them. Because if you shech a korban shalom lishma, the korban is kosher, but it doesn't fulfill its purpose. You have to bring another one. El shalom alu lebailum l'shem chova, the tanya v'perit sheni debeta, Kibsei Atzeres sheshachnim shalom lishma, adam yizorek v'abosha yochal. If you shech them shalom lishma, sprinkle the blood, lishma, then you won't be yotzei with them kibsei atzeres. You have to bring other ones, but you can eat them. They're kosher. Because shalom lishma doesn't passel the korban. Right? Inu hu d'misachli. You can eat them. Kishlamim b'alma. You eat them like any shlamim. But they have nothing to do with the bread. So the name of the bread is also to eat. Avalechem kivin dikvosim ein shmon aleihem. They're not called kibsei atzeres anymore. There's a regular shlamim. Dolo al l'shem chova, el l'shem shalmin etava aleihem. They can't be matter the bread to eat. So the bread is awesome. If it's thick, potentially, to be sprinkled, and then it got spilled, then it's still kodesh. It's still as if it was sprinkled. Legabe, the psul. Not legabe, the heter to eat. Everything has been done except the actual zrika itself. Didn't fall on the ground and not into a cup. So it potentially was ready to be Zenizra. But if it fell on the ground, it never had the potential for Zerika. Kizarek domi, loch lo loch kol shen psuol kotze kadoshim. Avel ishture, lo mishtri at Zerik. Right? It's considered like it was sprinkled, legabi the psuol, not legabi the hechsher, that you could actually eat it. Okay. Mer says, Tani mishum rebelazer, amru, they said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Psheiros Hayim. And they really were kosher. And according to this, they were mamish kosher. But since they had to burn them anyway, they were allowed to use them as a dugma. And in fact, they ate them. What's it called? They didn't burn them. But they took them away in the fifth hour. And even though you can't eat regular, right, Rebbe Lezer held like Rebbe Gamliel, that truma, you're allowed to eat the whole fifth hour. So Lachmei Tov, you're also allowed to eat. This way, some Rishonim learn here.
They
shechted it on the 14th. This is talking about the shecht on the 14th. Right. They said, you also, you're allowed to bring kosher with this upset. That's one way the Rishonim learn. Others learn that he means ksheros, not completely psulos, but ksheros like Rabbi Yannai said. That they were what's it called, posel, but not completely posel. So, Mishumar ksheros hayu. Kozman shemunachas kolam ochlin. As long as both of them were there, everybody knew they could still eat chametz. Nitla achas mehen tolin velo ochlin velo sartin. When one was taken away, like Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't eat it, but they didn't have. They could still have hanah. Nitlu shtehen, when both of them were taken away, yischilu kulam sartin. Then everybody started burning their chametz. Tanya abishol omer shtei paros chayu chametz. They have another simon. They had two. What's it called? Oxen or two cows that were what's it called? Were on the top of the harabayas and they were plowing. Not harabayas. They were on the harazation, so people could look up. And as soon as when they saw those two cows plowing, they knew you could still eat chametz. Kol zman shesteim chorshos kol ha'amochim nitla achas mehen tolin lo'ochlin v'sartin nitlu shteim eschilu kolam sartin. They say, the Chorah, what's it called? How could they let them plow? Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do melacha. So where it says, Shushan, before Chatzos, it's what's it called? A minute. After Chatzos is also minadin. So, what's it called? In a place where the minute was to do work, you could have them plow. But in Yerushalayim, everybody came from all different places. And there were definitely people who had the minute not to do malacha before Chatzos. So you weren't allowed to do something in front of them that would be usher for them. Can't be matter in front of somebody who has a minute, a different minute. So since everybody was together in Yerushalayim, they couldn't let them actually work. So it says they looked like they were plowing, but they weren't actually plowing. They were up there, it appeared as if they were plowing, but they weren't using them, they weren't doing malacha with them. Shtei paros hayu charshos, also hayom l'simen. Erev Pesach, they use this as a simen that people should see. B'har ha-mishcha hu ha-razesim. Har ha-mishcha is ha-razesim, because mishcha is the oil. And that's the euphemism for ha-razesim.